Well, I think that there was no doubt that Donald Trump had one goal in mind yesterday, and that was to appear presidential, to convince wavering voters that he had the temperament, the judgment, the confidence to win their trust. And I don't think he passed that bar. I think that the bluster and the whole way he came across to voters was not reassuring. Now, I think his core supporters are going to be cheered. I don't think anybody who's a true Trumpian is going to change his or her mind. But I'm looking primarily at college-educated white women, a group that voted for Mitt Romney last time. They, in our latest ABC poll, 25% more favorable to Clinton. And those are the kinds of people, particularly women, you're going to look at Donald Trump and say, I've had men like that in my life, my entire life, men who interrupt me, men who demean me, men who don't take me seriously. And that's what I think is really going to damage him.
And then you have this morning, you know, Donald Trump, and even last night, talking about this microphone issue, and he's blaming the microphone. He had a bad microphone. You can only blame technology and things like that for so long before people really start listening or trying to listen to your message.
That tells me that he's upset. That tells me that his people know that he lost. Flash CNN poll, about 3-1, people said they thought Hillary won. Now, look, I don't think that this is going to have a major impact on the race. I do think there are some swing voters, as I say, particularly college-educated white women who might be convinced that Trump is too dangerous. But I think the other potential impact here is to galvanize the core Democratic base. It's been absolutely true that Trump has been able to engender more excitement in the Republican base than Clinton has in the Democratic base. Yeah, she does well with African Americans, Hispanics, young people. But they, there's been a warning sign that they're not as revved up and maybe not as likely to vote in the kind of numbers they did when Barack Obama was the Democratic standard bearer. And I think issues like where she said that he was guilty of a racist lie on the birther issue, that's the kind of soundbite that can perhaps convince some of her core supporters, particularly in the African-American community, that there really are high stakes here in this election.
Who do you think won on the issue of his taxes? When Lester Holt asked him, you know, why won't you or will you ever release your taxes? And he said, I'll release my taxes when Hillary releases those 30,000 emails, which drew the first applause from the audience of the night.
Look, I there's no doubt that Hillary Clinton has a weakness on the question of emails. And last night she said again, I made a big mistake. I take responsibility. But on the tax issue, I think this is one of Donald Trump's biggest vulnerabilities. What is he hiding is a pretty powerful line, because it's clear that he is hiding something, or else he would be releasing these taxes, something that every presidential candidate has done for the last 40 years. So I think Clinton definitely came out ahead on that issue. I do think there are issues where Trump came out ahead, and one striking one was trade. There's just no doubt that Trump is right when he says that Hillary Clinton was strongly in favor of the big Pacific trade deal that Obama has negotiated and continues to support, and that she flip-flopped on that issue for political reasons, because Bernie Sanders was scoring points against her and Trump was scoring points against her. So I'm not saying that Clinton won every exchange. And I do think that Trump in some ways was effective by painting her as a creature of the past, by repeatedly pointing out she's been around for 30 years. That's not necessarily a good thing in a year when a lot of voters want change. But on balance, the single biggest takeaway is that Donald Trump did not look like a president last night to a lot of voters. It has almost nothing to do with policy or positions. It has to do with the overall impact he made standing there on that stage. And that's the single biggest takeaway in my view.
We have about 30 seconds, Steve. How do you think Lester Holt did last night? We were talking to you yesterday about his role as a fact checker. How do you think he fit into the whole thing?
I think he did reasonably well by calling Trump to account on certain issues, particularly pointing out that Trump was lying when he said he was against the war in Iraq, and he pushed him on the issue of taxes, saying, you know, Trump's explanation that because he was under audit, he couldn't release his taxes Holt was good in saying there's no IRS says you have absolutely no reason not to release your taxes. I thought there were times he was a little weak in letting Trump just talk over him and hog the microphone. I think that in the future, moderators have to be a lot stronger in enforcing the rules and not let Trump just roll all over them.